It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Roman wrote in. You can always send us your Am I the Jerks. Just email them, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs.
Mm-hmm. What Roman say? Him.
Roman wants to know if he's the jerk for not picking his wife up from the airport at 12 a.m. Hold on, though.
Okay,
Asked him. She asked him to, but hear him out. He said, Allie and DZ, my wife's out of town for family stuff and is returning late on Sunday night. She asked me to pick her up from the airport, but when I heard she arrives at 12 a.m., I told her I wouldn't be able to. She said she doesn't understand how I could make her find a ride or take a rideshare service that late at night. But she just traveled across the country on her own, so I called Cap.
My boy, I hear you. Hey.
Then he says, I have a busy day ahead of me on Monday, and I have to get up early, which is why I told her I would not be picking her up at 12 a.m. at the airport.
I also feel that.
Now my wife is furious. Am I the jerk for this, Roman? So Roman finds out his wife's coming back in at midnight.
Late.
And says, figure it out.
I'm not picking you up.
I got to work early and I have a busy day. And she said, are you kidding me?
You're going to leave me out in the dark.
Which is messed up. But at the same time, he pointed out, you just traveled by yourself. Why can't you find take an Uber at 12 a.m. or a Lyft?
You were just somewhere you don't live and we're just fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're where you live, you're uncomfortable?
Oh, that's a point.
Right? You're home, ain't you?
True.
You should be good.
But I mean, if you're marrying your own significant other isn't going to come get you, what are you doing?
Right.
And what kind of relationship are you having here? You don't even care about... Come on.
And that's it, though. Because at the same
time...
That's
the core.
We wake up early. Let me put it in my terms, right? But I'm also me. And I'm not Roman here. If my wife was coming in late at any time,
you'd go get her.
I'd go get her.
I know you would.
Even waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm going, you get in at midnight.
I'll get you.
I'll be there.
DZ, you would do that for me, and I'm not even married to you.
No lie, yeah, I would.
Honestly, you would do that for a lot of people.
I'd do that for a lot of people.
It's almost like Roman wouldn't do it for... Maybe that says something about Roman.
And Roman just wouldn't do that. And if that's his personality type, his wife can't force that on him.
Yeah.
She's expecting him to be like, oh, yes, of course, honey, I'm coming.
I'm on the way.
Din-din-din-din. Horsing, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Knight in shining armor here to get you and all your luggage.
Mm-hmm.
When I gotta be up... At the crack of whatever.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Well, and you could say, I mean, I'm a single person. I get to the airport and I figure it out every time. And I don't wait for some dude to come get me. I don't care what time it is. I figure it out. So as a woman, I go, well, you're fine, honey.
You're fine.
But I also go, but if I had a husband,
I would expect
him to want to come get me at 12 a.m. and be like, well, what are we doing here if we're not supporting each other? What are we married for?
would you understand him going, hey, but I got an early morning. It's late. You're coming in late. I got to get my sleep.
It's easy for me to say, yeah, when we all know if I was in it, I'd be like, for real.
Now, what about the flip? Can I ask that? What about the flip?
If he asked me to come get him?
What if your husband, same situation.
Yep.
We wake up super early for the morning show, gets in, I'm not going to be there till midnight, which you know means 1 a.m. after bag checks.
Is he a good dude?
That's your husband, I don't know.
Am I married to a good dude?
Yes.
It could go either way.
Yes, you're married to a good dude, but it's so late and you got to be up so early.
I'd be like, take
an Uber,
let me leave the car at the airport. I'd do something like that before.
I'll drive the car and then drive and Uber myself so you could, hey, that's Now we're thinking solutions.
Honestly.
But in a nutshell, would you call this man a jerk by saying prioritizing his day? Now his, what if he's a sleeper? Mm-hmm. I can operate off of 2 hours, 1 hour, and no hours. Some people need their quality sleep. What if he's a sleeper and his day is really, he got an important meeting, whatever, whatever, busy day the next day, da 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 da.
Listen to this text.
What?
Roman is a jerk for real. This is your wife, not a girlfriend. Divorce in all caps.
Oh, chill out. Ooh. Dang. I mean, you make that commitment, but you know your partner and you can't expect certain things out of your partner. It sounds like Roman's wife knows exactly the deal and she's still expecting something different.
414-533-1037. This is a tough one because on one hand, I'm like, he should be getting his wife. He should be there for her. On the other hand, I'm going, it's midnight. You're an adult.
Thank you.
Figure it out.
I'd be getting my wife, but my name's not Roman.
You're right. I cannot wait to see what people say because the texts are already going nuts. So we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7
KISS FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so the problem today is that he doesn't want to pick his wife up from the airport. Roman, his wife asked him, hey, on Sunday night, I'll be in at midnight. Can you come get me? And he said, no.
I can't do that.
Said, I got to get up early. I got a long day. I can't do it now. She's very upset.
And he said what he said, though.
He said, but you traveled across the country. She said, how can you do this to me at midnight? He said, you're fine. You've been traveling.
You're home. What do you mean, midnight? You're home.
Yeah. All right, let's start. Can we actually start with Lisa in West Dallas? We have a few Lisas on the phone. Let's start with Lisa in West Dallas because I know she travels a lot. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Lisa.
Okay, you travel a lot. We know that about you. You're a private eye. We've learned this about Lisa.
Sneaky, sneaky.
So I have no idea which way she's going to go with someone who actually travels a lot.
She might feel a very strong way about this.
Is Roman the jerk for refusing to pick his wife up at 12 a.m. at the airport?
Well, see, I travel a lot, and normally I drive. However, I did have to go out of town back in November. And when I asked my husband to pick me up at 12:30 in the morning from the airport, he told me no.
Said, this happened to me. So wait, are you saying he's the jerk?
17 years of marriage.
Uh-oh.
17.
Okay? Uh-oh.
Look at that.
And let me tell you, I was not upset because there's a such thing as Uber and it's not expensive.
Right.
He wanted to sleep. He had to be up the next morning. I totally understand where he was coming from and respected him and what he said. How can I get mad at him for wanting to sleep? Like, if I wanted to sleep and I said no to him.
She faked me out. She got me at first. I thought she was going to say jerk.
She was trying. She's saying, I'm a grown person. I can get a ride home. If it was midnight, I'd be mad too. So I asked. He said no. And I went, cool. I get it.
But I'm a big girl.
But if he did that to her at 7 p.m., it'd be a fight, right?
Well, yeah.
But obviously,
it would be if it was then. But it's the middle of the night. Put on your big girl panties and get your stupid Uber.
Boom. Like Allie does every time she's on her own.
What she said.
It's not that hard.
That's why I have to remind people, like, there's lots of people not in relationships who figure it out.
Man,
and you're okay on your own. You can figure it out sometimes.
The thing is, though, everybody wants to be independent until you want to be taken care of. And then it's
so
a problem because you're like, nobody takes care of me. No, independent. You take care of yourself, don't you?
You know what? You're not wrong about that.
Boy.
Either. That's why Lisa asked to start. Can you pick me up?
Yep.
When he said no.
My friends even said no. We want to sleep. I was like, all right, fine, guys.
Say less.
Whatever. I'm a big girl.
Three strikes, I'm out. I guess I'm walking home.
Rude. All right. Lisa said not the jerk, though.
Kicks it off.
Impressive.
Appreciate you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bye, guys. Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Later.
Morgan's in Brookfield commuting to work from Milwaukee. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
All right.
Morning, morning, Morgan.
She said not the jerk because Roman wouldn't pick his wife up at the airport. Which way are you going?
I am team jerk all the way on this one.
Go on.
Why?
Well, my best friend's husband is like DZ. He's the guy who picks us up from the bar when it's girls' night.
Aww.
He schleps us to O'Hare when it's, you know, direct flights instead of out of Milwaukee.
Sure,
and
sure.
My best friend has always said, if my husband is treating you better than the guy that you're dating, it's a red flag.
Oh, wee!
Oh. Shout out to the friend's husband who's showing what it should be like.
Chivalry ain't dead, is it? Okay, hey, that's a point, though, because at the end of the day, you want to take care of those people. You make that commitment. And if you make that commitment lifelong, mm-hmm. as your husband, as your wife, you almost, it's called a sacrifice. The husband should have made that sacrifice. Is she picking him up, though?
We all think, this is good. It's good to hear standards.
Yeah.
And what other people would do, right? Because sometimes you forget that there are people who would come get you. If that's what you want in life, you can find a mate like DZ or her friend's husband who will come get you.
Right. If you know your husband ain't the one to do that, you got to at least have the friend that will.
Yeah. With the husband.
With the husband that will.
Now, that's another Am I the Jerk. I have a husband, but my friend's husband came and got me.
He's the one that gets us from everything. Hey, yo, Morgan, you just bringing topics to the table.
All right, Morgan, thank you.
Says jerk.
We're down the middle right now.
Bye.
Well, we're going to let Lisa in Sheboygan be the tiebreaker then today because we're split down. One not the jerk, one jerk. Roman will not pick his wife up at 12 a.m. at the airport. She's like, really?
It's tough, but really? I feel my boy. He's prioritizing his necessities.
Both sides have solid
That's
points.
Crap, easy.
Oh, dang, Lisa.
Here she comes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you're going to keep it real, Lisa. What do you think?
I do think he's a jerk. Here's why, though. Like, okay. First of all, I would never have to ask my spouse to come pick me up at the airport.
True.
He would just do it. It's nothing about being not independent. There's a difference between being a strong, independent woman or a strong, independent human versus having a supportive spouse.
Points. So,
you know points. What? Also, solid point,
two,
yeah.
These two clearly don't have children because when it comes to having children, goodbye sleep in general.
That's facts.
So
that's
these
true.
Two are clearly on their own, living their best life, no responsibilities of children. Good
no,
for them
that,
for
that's
right
a
now.
Huge point. That's but a huge that's, clue.
That's a spouse not being supportive. I would never have to ask my husband, can you please pick me up at the airport? He would be like, what time does your flight get in?
Yikes.
Second, don't you care about when your spouse is going to land? Like, if my husband's traveling, he'll be like, oh, just boarded or just landed, grabbing my bags. It's not about, like, me knowing what he's doing when he's doing it. It's about me, like, safety. Okay, cool. He's landed.
Sure.
And what, that spouse is just going to be in bed and sleeping when she gets home and not care about when she's getting back after being gone for however long? Oof.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lisa,
I love what she said, though. I couldn't even interrupt her because it was so true. It's,
no, it was gold.
What you said was on point, honestly, about just because you can still be independent and have a really supportive spouse. And I think that needs to be said today because it did kind of probably come off as if they ain't supporting you, figure it out. You're not independent enough. And that's not the case.
Right.
It's like, no, I married someone. They're supposed to be there to support me. That's what this is about.
Right.
And they're not showing up. So I get that, right? I get both sides in that sense. That makes sense for sure. So
I don't want to admit that Lisa might have swayed my vote.
I mean, she's not wrong.
I
did kind of yell at you at first, so I take that back now. I feel better that I released all of that.
Well, and you know what?
She said I just had to vent a little bit. My morning started off rough. I took it out on you. I'm sorry.
Let me gas her up a little bit because the text said what Lisa said with a bunch of exclamation points.
That part, honestly,
which
I don't
know. Which one?
You, Lisa. I mean, the okay, most recent good. Lisa. The you, Lisa.
It was a few seconds ago. It was you. Somebody else texted in, preach, Lisa. That's Anna from Milwaukee. And then somebody else texted in and said, low key, he's drunk because it's NFL Sunday. Duh. Not a jerk.
Yeah, but I mean, that game is early, and I think he get a good nap in before he comes and hits the road to pick her up. Too, so.
Lisa's just not missing today. She said, no, I said what I said. It's been decided. Roman, you the jerk.
It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.